Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." Call it grace, call it what you will. But when I read the opening lines of the Gospel for this Sunday, in preparation for writing my sermon, the first thing that entered my mind, and I suspect many others, if the hints that I heard earlier this morning bear witness, the first thing that entered my mind was the opening words of that wonderful hymn, "Abide with Me." Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. I can see you don't know it. Vaguely familiar. A hymn was a favorite of my parents. It's long been a favorite of mine. I have a memory, though it's only a memory, that we might have sung it at my parents' funerals. It would seem right to do so. The words were penned by the Anglican divine and hymnist Henry Francis Light, who flourished 1793 to 1847, according to the biographies, a tall, handsome, somewhat eccentric Anglican priest and theologian. Nothing new there, I don't think. Charming and understanding, nailed it again. And for all his erudition, Light was able to connect with the humblest of humanity. Gosh! And was a popular priest and pastor. It gets better. Most of his life, he suffered ill health and died of tuberculosis by the time he reached the age of 50. It's said that he wrote "Abide with Me" during the closing days of his illness. The theologian Thomas Aquinas described hymn singing as the praise of God with song, the exaltation of the mind, dwelling on eternal things, bursting forth in the voice. Of course, there is more to hymnody than a good tune. There is solid theology to be found in some of the great hymns, and "Abide with Me" is one such hymn. It's said to have been a favorite of Mahatma Gandhi. It's said to have been played by the band on the Titanic as it sank beneath the waves in the North Atlantic, and continues to be sung at religious services of all kinds across all denominations. Actually, Francis White took his text from the Gospel of Luke, Luke 24, verse 29, from the Emmaus Road story, as the two disciples and the yet unrecognized risen Jesus approach an inn. The disciples say to Jesus, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is spent." Light took that invitation and turned it into a prayer to God to remain with us throughout life's trials and death. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. Although he took it from Luke, the words fit perfectly into the Gospel of John, who seems to love that word, abide, because he always keeps mentioning it. In the Gospel of John, the word abide carries more weight than we might imagine, for abide has a number of meanings, both passive and active. Abide can be passive, to simply mean remain, to stay, be still. The word abide has local connotations, as in abiding, to dwell, such as the disciples on the Emmaus Road story in the Gospel of Luke likely meant it. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is spent. But in the context of the invitation of Jesus to his disciples, as quoted in the Gospel of John, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, abide in my love, there is more than a sense of continuance, of abiding in life. When Jesus speaks of abiding, he speaks of a power not his own, not of its own, on which it depends, and in turn exercises. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. We of modern mind and thought tend to think in straight lines, in logical sequence. If this, then that, according to prescribed laws. All of Jesus' thought and actions are grounded in love, a love which comes from God and is founded in God. When Jesus says to his disciples, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, abide in my love, he is inviting them to abide in, is not inviting them to abide in any logical or spatial way, but in a relational way. Abide with me. Be faithful with me. Be loyal with me. Trust in God with me. Trust also in me. It is because this invitation of Jesus to his disciples, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, abide in my love, is relational in nature, that I think it means so much to us in our day. As he invited the disciples, so Jesus invites us. But for us to abide in Christ is not a passive thing, but a continuing abiding. To paraphrase the thought of St. Augustine, as the love in Jesus is grounded in the love of God for his Son, so that love permeates down from God through Jesus and is imperfectly exhibited in us for us to share. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that we love one another as he loves us. And as we learned from our gospel lesson from last Sunday, abiding in the love of God through Christ is lived out in the church, the ecclesia, the people of God. God is the vine grower. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. For all that our abidings in Christ are often brief, uncertain, precarious at times, yet they have their counterpart in the abiding of Christ in the Father. Thus we are called through the church to bear fruit, to herald in the kingdom of God. If, as we believe, the first fruits of the Father is love, then this love is not static, but vibrant, constantly moving. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. I fear no foe, with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight, and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where, grave, thy victory? I triumph still, if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom, point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks, and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. When it was thought that the medieval mystic Julian of Norwich was close to death, it is reported that the priest held a crucifix before her eyes. Julian recovered from her illness, but she said it was through the vision of the cross that she had her revelation of divine love. Abiding in that divine love, Julian went on to live the life of a religious, acting as spiritual guide to others. Abiding in the love of Christ in his day, Henry Francis Light loved the people of God through his faithful service in the church as pastor and priest. So may we, in our day, receive Christ's invitation to abide in Christ's love, not passively, but in a vibrant, moving way, as we seek to serve each other and herald in the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.